Okay, so we are holding on Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, like five lines in the bottom. Tonight's learning should be Zeichu Nishmas, my grandfather, whose Yortzeit is Chaf Dalid Iyar. Tonight, Shner Zalman Ben Moshe Mendel. So here we go. We were learning in the Mishnah that if you take a neder from somebody, what you're allowed to do for them, what you're not. So the Gemara says, "Milamdo midrash halachos vagados avalo yilam denu mikra." You're allowed to teach the person who took a neder from. You can teach him medrash halachos vagados, but you can't teach him mikra chumash. So the Gemara says, "Mikra my time lo yilam denu." What's the reason why you can't you teach him? So mishum de mekahanile, because you're giving him a hana, then you're not supposed to. You're not going to do. So then if that's the reason why you can't do it, so then medrash nami kahanile. So medrash, you're also giving him benefits. So why do we say the medrash is allowed, but mikra is not? So amar Shmuel b'malkam shenotlin schar al hamikra. There must be talking about a place where you pay somebody. You get paid for teaching mikra, medrash, but you don't get any payment for teaching medrash. So, teaching a mikra, right? And you're not getting any benefit because you don't pay anyway. But you know, if you cannot give him something we don't have to pay for, then that's called a benefit teaching for free. Someone says my pascha. Now we go to the top of Lamed Zion. Hakamash malan dafil b'malkam shenotin schar. Right, even in a place where normally you get schar for teaching things, al mikra shar lemishkel, al midrash lo shar lemishkel. So for mikra, you're allowed to take a payment, but for medrash, then you're not allowed to take a payment. Why is that? Why do we find this chiluk between the midrash and the mikra? Someone asks, Maishna medrash lo? Why can't medrash, you know? Why is it different? You can't get thing. Dechsiv v'osi tzivo Hashem be'esahi l'lamed eschem. Because Moses, at that time, Hashem commanded me to teach you, right? Chesiv, and it says re'ei l'madi eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem. So ma ani bechiyam, just like I taught you for free, says Moshe. Afatem nami bechinam, right? So then you have to teach. You have to teach for free. So if that's the whole point, that you have to teach for free, right? There's the Rosh learns down here. Where is it? Oh, if you see where, I don't know if you can't tell on the page. It says mani mechinam tziba osi lamid eschem bechinam kimo shehu lamaditani mechinam. Just like Hashem taught me for free, I have to teach you for free, so I'm not allowed to charge for it. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Well, if that's true, says the Gemara, said mikranami bechinam, meaning I'm teaching Torah. So why is it? The Gemara is asking, why is there a difference between teaching Mishnah versus teaching mikra? Right? Mikrash, like the Medrash, you have to be teaching them for free. So Amarav, no. So let's say, who learns mikra? Who learns chumash? Really, schar shimur. That's for little kids. So you're babysitting them. In addition to teaching them, they're also getting, the parents don't have to worry where they are right now. They're not running around. So it's called schar shimur. You're watching them as well. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, different reason, schar pisutamim. The reason what you're getting paid for is for you're teaching them how to lane. You're teaching them the tamim. So just fascinating idea that you know, the trope really are punctuation, right? We in the beginning of this week's parsha's the midbar. So we have a few psukim. We go through the names of the shvat that don't have an es nachta. Most psukim in the Torah, majority of the psukim have an es nachta. That's always like a comma. So by learning what the correct punctuation, the tamim, the laning is, you're learning how to. That's what pisuk tamim is, what it means over here. So tanan, now lo yilamdenu mikra. If the Mishnah said if you took a neder not to get any benefit from it, you can't teach the mikra. So bishleim leman da omer schar pisuk ta'amim. That works very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we just said that the reason why you can't get paid is because pisuk ta'amim hayni lo yilamendu. That's what it means. Now you can't teach it because that's part of mikra. Ela lamanda omer schar shimur. But if you're telling me the reason why you're getting payment for these little kids who are learning chumash is because you're like, you know, watching them, you're protecting them, you're babysitting, godel bar shimur hu? For an adult, you have to really protect. You know, you're watching him, you're babysitting an adult. If you're teaching an adult chumash, that's not true, right? So the teacher doesn't get paid for teaching adults, right? So there's no real hana over here. He's teaching for free. The one who he took a netter from. So why is it us, sir? Right? So it's pekatun katani. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about a case with a katan, a little kid who needs to be protected, needs to be watched, etc. And therefore, the netter would include you from getting any hana from the teacher. Okay, so let's be consistent now. E bekotun, if you're telling me that we're dealing with a kotun, a seifa. So let's look to the seifa now. Let's consider what it says over there. Ava milamed es bonov mikra. You're allowed to teach this guy's sons mikra. Kotun barbonim hu? Does a kotun have any kids? Of course not. A kotun can't have kids of his own. So it says, you're right. Chisri mechshu v'hochi ketani. So chisri mechser means that something was chaser, something is missing from it, and this is, we had to add in extra words. There is a thought from Rav Yitzchak Huttner, Zatzal, that chesuri mechsra, these missing things were put in on purpose in order to make sure that people had a Rebbe, that the Talmud would learn from a Rebbe. There were things you couldn't get it correct if you're just trying to figure it out, because key pieces of information were missing. So the Chazal, it's not they forgot something over time, or they didn't put it on there. It was done on purpose, it was there. So it says they went like this. Lo yilamdeu mikra bekotan. You can't teach him mikra, that's talking about the cotton. Ve'im haya gadol, but if it is a gadol, he's an adult, melamdeu lo levon of mikra. You're allowed to teach him and his son's mikra. You can teach him because he doesn't require shimur, and you can teach his son because the payment that you're watching, that's like going on the shimur on him. So one second, Meisveigmar has a question from a braisa. Tinokos lokorim b'techila b'Shabbos. A child shouldn't read Mikra for the first time on Shabbos. Elishonin barishon, but they could chazer, they could review something they've already learned before. Bishleim lemanda omer schar pisatamin. I understand this makes sense. This brisa, if you're telling me that what you're teaching them is, and they're chazering something, so it must be chazering, you know, ma'pach, pashta, they're chazering something. You taught them the tamim. Hiding the ain korim b'techila b'Shabbos. So that's now what it means. They can't do something for the first time. You'd have to pay for that. Elamanda omer schar shimur. But if you're telling me that what it means that really being paid for watching them, am I ain korim b'techila b'Shabbos? Am I shonim b'rishon, right? What does it mean? You can't do it for the first time, right? It doesn't make sense. And wait till they can review something they already learned beforehand. Ha ikas schar shimur b'Shabbos. You're getting paid for them in both cases. That's called schar Shabbos. You're being paid for doing work on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. So this touches, we'll see in a minute now, this touches one of the bigger issue. How can you ever get paid for somebody who seems to be working on Shabbos, whether it's a caterer, whether it's a waiter, whether it's a chazan, a balkori, a rabbi, a youth group leader, something like that? How could you ever pay something that's a violation of Schar Shabbos, being paid for what you're doing on Shabbos? So it says, U'matameich, according to your reason, Schar Pisuk b'Shabbos mi oser? Is it going to be oser for teaching them to how to lane? Havlo'ahi. Havlo little means, like, bole means to be swallowed up. It's all swallowed up. It's not that being paid just on Shabbos. It's being paid for a job. The person who's a Baal Kori being paid $100, $200 to lay in that Shabbos, he didn't just look at it the first time. He started preparing during the week. So you're paying him for the whole job. The job is what's called has Havla. It's swallowed up. Part of it is done on Shabbos. Part of it's done before Shabbos. A caterer. They didn't just show up and start cooking the food on Shabbos. They prepare beforehand. So part of the job you're paying for them is the setup before Shabbos, the cleanup after Shabbos. And yes, part of it is done what they did for you on Shabbos. So the Havla, Mishrashari. That's Heta Gomer. Of course you're allowed to pay for that. But you do see from here, if something's not Havla, if a person only does work on Shabbos, then that would be a problem to pay them for that. Babysitting, you're only babysitting on Shabbos, that's a problem. Youth group leaders, so they have meetings during the week and stuff like that, so that's part of the Havla. Ditanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Hasoicher es apoyel lishmor es a tinok. If you're hiring somebody to watch a kid, lishmor es hapara, to watch a cow, lishmor es a zroim, to guard the seeds, e noistin lo schar Shabbos. We don't pay them for anything they're actually doing on Shabbos. We'll go down next to Lefikach, down to Amud Beis for a little bit. Im Ovdu, if these things were lost, you lost a kid, you lost a cow, you lost a seed, what? Einachai b'chrayuson. You don't have any achrayus to pay back for them because you're not a shomer socher on that day. And therefore, if, you know, Gneva Veda, stuff like that, you're not going to be chayav for paying on. So we're actually in the middle of the whole sugya, but we'll stop here. And then we'll pick it up in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. We'll explaining, maybe I'll read a few more lines. Let me just go a little bit, then we'll get a better stopping point. V'im haya schir Shabbos, if you hired the person not just for the day, you've hired them for the whole week. Schir chodesh, you hired them for a month. Schir shon, you hired them for a full year. Schir shavua, you hired them for the 7-year cycle, this whole Shemitah cycle, 7 years. In that case, noizel schar Shabbos, you're allowed to pay them for what they're doing on Shabbos as well. Lefikach, in that case, im ovdu, if they got the object got lost, the kid, the cow, the seeds, whatever it was, chayv b'chruson, in that case, you're chayv to pay for them. Because you see, this is a concept of havlah, that you're incorporating the whole task into one big lump sum. You're paying $1,000 to work for this year. That year work you do includes Shabbos, includes Chol. So you are chayv, something would happen to that. Therefore, you see that you're not necessarily, it's osir to get payment for things that you're allowed to do because Schar Shabbos is mutter when it's done with the Havla. Okay. That's a bit, probably a better place to stop for tonight. The Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow. And again, tonight's learning will be Le'ilin Shmas, Shner Zalman Ben Moshe Mendel.